Thank you very much for the introduction, and good afternoon all. So I'm going to present you the one of the community-based projects that my organization conducted, which is operational research on the AFP surveillance status and community awareness in pastoralist and semi-pastoralist communities of Ethiopia. So of course, my staffs fully collaborate on this work, but the outline is this one, and I will follow these outlines. So for those of you, to give you some background information about the country, Ethiopia is located in the Eastern Africa, and she is bordering with six countries. And as you see from here, the population density is mainly concentrated in the central and the northern part of the Ethiopia. So the statistical data indicates that the population is currently about 90 million, and the growth rate is 2.6, and similarly other statistics have been listed down. And one of the most remarkable achievements that the country did on the MDG4 is meeting the MDG4 before the 2015, which is the end of the MDG. So when we come to the organizational profile, just to give you us an information, so a core group is an association of 54 US-based PBOs, NGOs working in a child survival in 116 countries across the world. And core group has various initiatives and working groups. Among those are the polio eradication. And currently, core group have been implemented in countries that have been listed. Consortium of Christian Relief Development Association, which is a consortium that is mainly where the CGPP or the core group Ethiopia is located. So to see the background about the polio eradication and initiative experiences, the global effort to eradicate polio have been identified a high quality surveillance of acute flaccid paralysis as an essential component of the eradication strategy. And the polio eradication initiative in Ethiopia was started in 1996 with the guideline provided by the WHO. But there are so many challenges that puts still susceptible for the polio importation. So the objectives of my presentation, one is to assess, the general objective is to assess the AFP surveillance status and enhance AFP case detection in the implementation area. And the specific objectives are, the study will determine the knowledge, attitude, practice of mothers and caretakers towards the polio and AFP surveillance. And it will examine the system of identification and follow-up of AFP case surveillance from the Worada to health facility and community level to identify mechanisms to support AFP surveillance system at the community and facility level. So the method that the study used is, it is basically facility and community-based cross-sectional studies, and there is also a focus group discussion with the community informants. And the study area is mainly concentrated on the project area, which is purposefully selected 9 districts. And it will consider also the distance and cultural representation of that area. And the study population includes the district, health center focal person, surveillance focal person, the WHO surveillance focal person, the community, and religious leaders. So I have the study have took 11 health centers out of those from the 9 districts, one or two randomly selected per district. So the total of 11 health centers and 600 mothers were involved in the study. And the sampling procedure have been shown there, and the FGD conducted were among 6 to 8 individuals from the community and from the religious leaders. And the data collection, of course, it is a questionnaire developed in English and translated to the local language. And the data analysis, we have used the SPSS version 17, and for FDG we have used the open code computer. And of course, ethical consent was received from each government offices and even the study participants. So the result indicated that first of all, I have to start from the facility-based, where interview with the health center FP focal persons have shown that out of 11, as you see from the chart, most of them are involved in different surveillance activities at the health center level, such as the IC material, reporting of AFP. In addition, they were engaging with other additional tasks despite the surveillance activities. So this will compromise their commitment to, especially to the surveillance activities. So the next one is the type of training, the review meetings, and other project-related activities that they have involved. So most of the AFP surveillance, the AFP focal persons at the health center and at the district level have been involved in such activities. But when you take to the reporting, for example, only out of 11 health center focal persons, only 3 of them have been mentioned that they have reported AFP cases for the last 1 year, and for the district, 6 of them have mentioned. And the interview with the WHO surveillance focal persons shows that most of the waradas are, or the districts are, along the border, and which is neighboring to the countries, and it indicates that the non-polio AFP rate was not that much satisfactory. When you see the international border districts, it's a bit lower than 2, so the standard is less than 2, so the standard is greater than 2. The international borders have lesser non-polio FP rate. And the stool adequacy is also a major challenge because most of the areas are located along the corridor, and it is the infrastructure is very weak. So it indicates there is a challenge on also that indicator. So when you come to the knowledge of mothers towards the AFP surveillance, and most of them, about 75%, 57% of them have heard about AFP surveillance, and the rest, 42%, are they haven't heard about AFP surveillance. And the source of information is more related to the community level activities that the project that we have. About 60% of them have indicated that they heard about AFP from either health extension worker or community volunteers at the community level. And concerning the sign and symptom, also they have respectively mentioned. And the action to be taken if a person is suspected to have AFP, and 69% or 70% of them have recorded that they will take to the health facility. So the final study groups, that is the focus group discussion with the community and religious leader, which indicating that there is a gap or the awareness of the community most of the study participants in the focus group discussion determined that polio as differently based on the sign and symptoms. And there are also misconceptions about the transmission of polio. And it was also, they mentioned that they have an association with the migration of peoples. So this will affect the whole. And the summary of the finding indicates that there are shortage of trained human resource to perform the routine disease surveillance activity. Not only the shortage of human resource, but most of them are engaged with other tasks, so that they won't spend much of time on the on their responsibilities. So there are inadequate number of AFPKs identified in the reported areas, which indicates that there needs to be strengthened the case detection rate. And there are also findings showing that there are lack of awareness among the community on perception towards the polio. So in conclusion, there is a need to continue the effort which there is a community-based surveillance system in all districts, and which has been to be strengthened to increase the awareness of the community. And the health center and district focal persons should have capacity building and monitoring system should be strengthened. And the involvement of the community members at all level is very much required, by also emphasizing the cross-border activities, so that most of the districts are along the borders. So much related to what I have mentioned, these points have been recommended for the findings. One is the improving the IC materials, so that the community will have much awareness towards the polio transmission and every aspect, and the training of the community health workers and health facility should be strengthened, and also identifying and developing mechanism for the AFP cases should be strengthened. Also the detection rate, so the reference is mentioned here, and thank you very much.
Thank you.